Hi, brethren. Just wanted to, it's the 22nd of October of the year 2020, 1:30 in the afternoon in central Wisconsin. And I just wanted to take a short minute, and instead of preaching a long sermon on this, which really isn't necessary, this is just going to be a micro sermon, if you want to call it that. And it's regarding the pastorix, or the female preacher, or the woman that goes on social media and starts preaching to other people in groups or in open public postings or whatever it is y'all ladies are doing. Please stop. And that's the title of this. Please stop. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 and 35. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. And I could go into that, but I think it speaks for itself. There's really no excuses as to why nobody can obey this. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Here Paul again is saying, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Okay? And this is what amplifies this part of Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. Now, for the context, it's verses 11 through 14. But I want to add this also because there's a big problem with this, too. Ladies, please stop in doing this. Okay? And this is what you're not doing. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Modest. With shamefacedness and sobriety. Not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. But which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. This is 1 Timothy 2:11. But I suffer, which means allow, I allow not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And here's why. Verse 13, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Okay? Which, again, prior, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, says it. And that goes back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Okay? Women are not allowed to preach and teach the gospel. Period. You're not allowed. I don't care what the civil authorities say. The Apostle Paul forbid it. He forbid it. It's not ambiguous. And if you're going to say, well, Jesus didn't say that, he didn't have to. Because women were not preachers in Israel. They weren't. In fact, they were separated from the men in the synagogues, which, by the way, is still practiced today in some of the really Orthodox, like the Chabad synagogues, which I was a part of before my regeneration. Okay? And I'm just going to say it straight out. You cannot be consistent as a professing Christian if you disregard this. It's simple. But if you're going to be a feminist and say, well, I can do what I want, and then you have a couple of excuses, which I will address here in a minute, to try to justify your sin, okay? You who refuse to obey will end up being at the day of judgment an almost Christian. Okay, now this all started from a woman this morning on Brother Derek Vanderbeek's YouTube. Opening your mouth and running your mouth trying to protect Trump because she thinks Trump is a Christian. When he openly supports homosexuals, he passed an executive order protecting idols of stone. I mean, come on. What more does this guy have to do to show that he's not a Christian? But most of you out there, and I'm not saying all my listeners, but most of you out there are just ignorant. Because somebody says, I'm a Christian, or says the name of Jesus, then all of a sudden, boom, you grant him title, rank, and office. Yeah, this guy's definitely a Christian. Well, he's not. And many are not. Therefore, I implore you, ladies, sisters, who may not know your sisters yet, stop it. Repent of this. And there's nothing more saddening to me personally than to see a woman who calls herself a Christian trying to lecture me. And then to make excuses as to try to set me up as if I'm supposed to regard her or something. No! And there's nothing more saddening than to see the woman trying to lecture me or other men pastors, and God forbid that I even have to classify the gender of the office of the pastor. But nowadays I do, which is why I use the term pastorix in the sermon title. Okay? Women trying to lecture us on the Bible and the doctrines of the Bible. Do you not know that by you doing this and then trying to justify yourselves in what you're doing by laying a claim of many, many years of Bible study in context, when it actually discloses your hardness of heart and your total lack of understanding? 40 years studying the Bible and you missed that? I don't believe it. It's not possible. Unless you just took what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 Timothy 2 and just throw it in the incinerator. Well, I don't have to pay attention to that. That doesn't apply. Oh, but it does apply. It's New Testament, especially for you red letter Christians. But I only listen to what the red letter says. Forget the rest of it. Really? Okay? Ladies, you cannot use Devorah either as an excuse to justify being a pastorix or thinking that you can lecture and instruct men and even other women on social media. Or, God forbid, set yourself up as a pastorix with a congregation and get promoted on other outlets preaching the gospel. That's even more deplorable and sad. And yet there are people that do it. I was going to drop names, but I'm not going to do it. Because you, if you listen, you know who you are. I don't have to sit here and name people. In fact, I think I've named them before, but that's irrelevant. Okay? You cannot use Devorah as an excuse to justify preaching. Okay? For starters, Devorah was accompanied by Barak, okay, who wasn't her husband, but who was there with her, okay, alongside her. And Devorah sat under a palm tree on the way, or along the way. She wasn't running her mouth in visible church assemblies or on social media. She was not preaching in the synagogues. Now, I remind you that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church of God's elect, are the body of the believers who were given to Christ to be a bride by the Father. The elect. Not the building where those who gather for corporate worship are housed. It's not the building. Otherwise, Paul would have said the synagogue. No, he said the church. Please, ladies, again, stop doing it. You're casting a blight upon the church, and you're actually shaming the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel. Do you not read in here where it says, and I'm actually going back up to it, 1 Corinthians 14:35, where it's Paul says that it's a shame for women to speak in the church. Well, why is it a shame? Why? Because women are lecturing men and usurping their position in society, which is the way it was. I know globally it doesn't happen that way, at least not in the West. Okay, but the Lord Jesus Christ, nor the apostles, ever even allowed for such a change to occur. 1 Corinthians 11:3 confirms that. And Genesis 3:16. Okay? Just stop it. And again, don't try to justify yourself with excuses. I gave you the first one about Deborah. The next most popular one that I've heard is the woman preacher trying to justify what she's doing and ignoring what Paul is claiming, is telling us to do, by claiming that the Lord Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene first after he rose from the grave. That has nothing to do with preaching the gospel. Saying he is risen is not the same thing. Not even close. Okay, the very fact that, look, ladies who do this, men who defend women who do this, how can you do this? The very fact that one would even rise to defend themselves after such clear and unambiguous instruction is further proof of a willful disobedience toward the gospel. And for those of you who think that you're clever and can go and say, well, I'll just claim 1 John 1:9 because Christ is faithful to forgive me for my sin. No, he's not. Okay? Not when you willfully do it. Not when you willfully and deliberately set out to sin after being instructed against it. He'll forgive you the first time. If you didn't know. And I mean, if you really didn't know. And if you're having to sit there and make an excuse, well, I didn't know. Then, well, especially after being told and heard. So I know I'm not the first person to say this. Because these things are ministry killers. Thank God I don't charge money for this. Otherwise, I'd be homeless. Look, again, ladies, please, just stop. Men who try to support them on social media, whatever your reason for doing so is, if it's not a biblical one, and you don't have a biblical one because this is an indefensible argument, stop defending women for this stuff, really. Especially if you're a pastor. I've had a couple of people who are pastors who have actually tried to justify this. And it's just sick. Please stop. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. May the Lord Jesus Christ indeed bless and preserve you. Listen.